Hey everybody, welcome to Letterman Row. I am Austin Ward, joined by Jeremy Birmingham. It is a interesting version of Rapid Reaction, not one that I ever thought we would be talking about, but the Big Ten has moved to a conference-only schedule this season. And I say that I never thought we'd talk about it, but it's really been in the works for months. Berm, we've done a number of reporting and a lot of work over the last couple months. This always seemed to be the direction this was headed, but it's still kind of a sobering realization of how precarious this situation is to have college football this year. That part, like, even if I expected this would be the outcome and the best way forward for the Big Ten and for Ohio State, it's still kind of a kick in the gut when it actually arrives.
Yeah, I mean, it felt inevitable to a degree, but the reality is you still just kind of hold out hope that the Big Ten and the schools and the players and the programs and people around the country would find a way to come together to make sure that this happened, because in so many ways, sports is one of the most unifying things in the entire country. And you wanted to believe that it was going to be kind of back to normal. And obviously right now it's not. We're looking at maybe what, a late September start now for the Ohio State football season. It could be earlier if they move games around. You know, and that's what Gene Smith was talking about today in the press conference, teleconference he did with media, that there's now flexibility that they can get those games from late November into early September, move things around. But, you know, to me, Austin, it's just the big word that's still just hovering over everything is if. I mean, we just don't have any real knowledge of what the plan is moving forward, how it would be implemented, how they would figure out anything if it was implemented. Like, so, you know, we're all just kind of, I think, a little shell-shocked, because as you said, it felt inevitable, but at the same time, like, you just kind of don't want to believe that that's what was going to need to happen.
Well, and you said that with the flexibility, you know, the Big Ten is still probably a week or 2 weeks away maybe from determining what that schedule is going to look like, because there's no definitive plan about take the November games and play them in September, or, you know, keep the conference games that you already have and then start in week three or four. Because they have now taken this first step and committed to it, I think that that was an admirable thing that the Big Ten did, because it would have been very easy for every league to kick the can to the end of the month and pretend like the season was going to start on time, play non-conference games. This had to be a step that was taken so that you can plan from here. And they still don't have a firm idea of how many games that they're going to play. If you just slide up games to the start, to the 1st of September, or even week zero, because that is now on the table for these teams. That's also why Gene Smith has, you know, he was one of the first most in-depth athletic directors to talk about this today by doing that conference call. They now have that option. If they want to play 8, 9, 10 games, you know, they can pick and choose within their league and now get that going. It's much easier for them to operate, but still, all the other moving pieces that are involved in this tell you how challenging it's going to be, without even diving into testing protocols, the fact that Ohio State just closed down the Woody Hayes Athletic Center for voluntary workouts on Wednesday. All these things are setbacks, and there's no denying that. You can't, it's becoming much more in jeopardy of whether this is actually going to happen this year, and that's scary. As someone who loves college football and makes his living covering college football, the fact that there is so much uncertainty about this right now is not fun.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, that's the worry is how do you move forward? I mean, let's say there is a Big Ten conference schedule only. You're going to see every other conference follow suit by the end of the week, I'd imagine. The Big Ten, as they were with shutting down spring practices and recruiting and all that stuff, is prides itself on being the leaders of college football when it comes to making these sort of proactive decisions. You know, let's say you have 8 games in the Big Ten, 9 games, 10 games. Then how many do you have in the SEC? They have 16 teams. Are you able to get 12 games in? How does Notre Dame fit into this college football this season? How do BYU and the Big 12? How, you know, these conferences are all different sizes. I think it speaks to the need for college football to have one actual body of leaders, as far as a college football commissioner, to help make these sort of decisions uniform across the way. But ultimately, you know, we're sitting here obviously an hour and a half, 2 hours after getting this information, is still wondering, like, we still don't know any idea of how this is going to actually break down, or again, if it's even going to turn into football being played in September or November or when. So, you know, I think that the biggest thing is just, how do we get football being played? What has to happen? I think it's clear that the primary driver for the Big Ten today was so that they could centralize testing, so they could figure out a way to bring all that stuff into one protocol, you know, which is why Ohio State will cancel games with Miami and Bowling Green. It's not because of the regional thing or the travel. Those teams are closer than Wisconsin or Northwestern or anybody else. So, you know, it sucks for those schools losing $2 million. I mean, Bowling Green's athletic department has already canceled, you know, sports, baseball, a number of other athletics events and teams that have been removed. And now they're going to lose that $2 million windfall, basically, from getting their doors blown off in Ohio Stadium. So it's just the avalanche effect that comes from this decision is going to be something spectacular to watch and also kind of just awful to see, because we're all going to end up being affected by it. There's no doubt about that.
It's difficult to really wrap your mind around it. And part of it is because of the immense importance of it. I mean, this is a seismic change to college football, but it's also really hard to process because there's not, like I said before, a definitive schedule in place. You know, three games are off of it. We know that. But to believe that Ohio State is going to play every other game in the Big Ten as it was scheduled before, that's simply not going to happen. When we look, we don't know who the opponents are going to be. They'll come from the league. That helps. But, you know, even within the league, there are challenges. Rutgers, if you're going to that New York and New Jersey area and they have rules about how long you need to quarantine if you're coming from certain states, there are still just a multitude of issues that have to be worked out here. And part of the reason that this step is, I think, if you want to find some silver lining and reason for optimism, it's that the Big Ten is committed to having a schedule. If they wanted to, at this point in July, they could have canceled the whole thing. There is wording in that release today. They're prepared to do that if positive tests and COVID continues to expand and spread in this country. The Big Ten will walk away. They're as you talked about them being a leader across college football, they never, ever want to be confused as being football first over academics, even if football is extremely important to this league and all of those member institutions. They're a week away from trying to formalize some sort of schedule, which they will probably do piecemeal, and you'll pick four or five teams to start the year and build in bye weeks. And then if you have to get somebody who wasn't originally on your schedule to fill in, I mean, this is going to be all made up on the fly because we're in such an unprecedented situation. I would have liked them to say, we're going to start on week zero. This is when you're going to, who you're going to play and go from there and fill in cancellations. Cause those are going to happen. That's inevitable. But, you know, for a first step, I think I could take some solace in the fact that they're at least committed to doing something that seemed very obvious for the last 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it just seemed like it was what was going to happen no matter what. You know, and now you did hear Gene Smith today say the Big Ten has not really even discussed the idea of spring football. So I think at least from a perspective of, if it's not happening in the fall, it's going to be canceled till next year. I mean, that's just pretty much what I read into that. Which makes perfect sense because spring football, the NFL is not going to delay its draft and delay its season following after that for college football. So Justin Fields, players of his caliber are not going to play in the spring. So it doesn't matter really if you have football then. You can't have these players playing two seasons within a 12-month window. There's a lot of, you know, or in that case, within an 8-month window. The conference has said over and over since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic that health and safety of the student athlete is first and foremost, and they're doing that again. I mean, you know, it doesn't even matter what your personal opinion is on the coronavirus pandemic or where we're at as a country, but the facts are the facts, and the Big Ten is making this decision because they're concerned about the health and welfare of the student athletes at Ohio State. As we said, we've both heard, and Tim May corroborated as well, like maybe a total of less than a dozen positive tests inside of the Ohio State Athletic Department caused a shutdown of all the voluntary workouts. Clemson had 40 football players alone test positive, and they're still going on doing their thing. So Ohio State, the Big Ten, is certainly being proactive. Maybe that frustrates you. Maybe it emboldens you. Maybe it makes you happy to hear. I don't know. It's a personal thing, I guess. But it is where we are. And now we just have to figure out how to piece it together and move forward.
Yeah, I think you look at closing the Woody, Big Ten going conference only, and then Gene Smith actually saying it out loud that he had gone from cautious optimism to very concerned about there even being football at all this season. For him to say that out loud and knowing how closely parsed his words would be, that is significant. This is a perilous situation for college football. And if you didn't believe that before, hopefully this was a wake-up call for you now. We all have to do our part to make sure that college football happens. Ohio State's continuing to bang that drum with more videos with players, you know, saying they want a season and that you should wear a mask. And, you know, you mentioned that this has been a divisive issue, but if you want college football, I'm not sure that there's really any choice right now. Today was a big step in backwards, but maybe one that can provide a solution going forward. We'll see a lot of pieces still to be worked through. Letterman Row will cover all of that for you to the best of our ability. That's my buddy, Jeremy Birmingham. I am Austin Ward. Stay with us at lettermanrow.com for all the latest news and updates about the Buckeyes and Big Ten football. See ya.